It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the goddamn sugar, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Now, real quick, y'all, before I get into what I'm going to talk about, because it's a glorious day for us black men, we shall celebrate and triumph. But before we do, fellas, gotta know this. The best part about staying at home is playing at home. With that being said, y'all know this podcast is brought to you by Adam and Eve. That's adamandeve.com. Go to adamandeve.com. Use promo code FBOY. Get 50% off. Now, you already know what's at Adam and Eve. Sex toys. Dildos. Vaginas, straps, whips, lighten up your sex life, get some toys, adameve.com, 50% off, free shipping, free handling, baby, I'll handle you if you need me to, no, I'm joking, I'm not handling anybody. With that being said, don't forget, promo code FBOY, adameve.com, also the second announcement I'm going to make. So, I just came off the road, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I didn't just came off the road, but I did the three shows. I did DC, I did Philly, I did Raleigh. All the motherfuckers were sold out. Thank you. We got three more. We got Portland, April 14th. We got Indianapolis, April 27th. St. Louis, April 28th. Let's sell them motherfuckers out. All right. I'm not going to keep y'all waiting. Let's go to work. Mr. Derrick Jackson, come on down. Derrick Jackson, come on down, good brother. Come sit on the fuckboy couch. Now, let me tell y'all something. On the very first episode, I want y'all to go back. This is episode 210. I want y'all to go back to the very first episode. I said, this podcast is for men, black men, doing better. We not going to be that Derrick Jackson-ass nigga. I said this in January of 2019. And you know what women said? They said, Clint, you a hater. Clint Derrick Jackson speaks the truth. Clint Derrick is a man of principle and value, and you are a fuckboy. My ladies. Have the chickens come to roost. Who's the fuckboy now? That's all I want to know. Who is the fuckboy now? Now that I've gotten my gloating out of the way, let's have an honest conversation about this shit. I'm going to give you my take on it. All right? And we're going to do I'm going to call this the Derrick Jackson episode. Because, ladies, here's the thing. And, Derrick, I want you to understand this. You owe black women an apology. You owe black women a fucking apology. Because what you did was not only did you betray their trust, but you pandered to black women for years and capitalized off they hurt. You saw a lane and you capitalized, but we be saying protect black women. That's neither here nor there. You saw a lane and you fucking capitalized off their hurt. You capitalized off women who are vulnerable. You capitalized off women who wanted to hear at a time that men wasn't shit because they wasn't getting what they want. And here the fuck you are being the same guy you told women to stay away from. But see, that's not why I'm doing an episode on your dumb ass. The thing is that you shitted on black men for years. You talked about Gilly. You talked about Kevin Hart. You talked about Pastor Gray or whatever. All while you were doing exactly what they were doing. Boy, you are the worst. You are the fuck boy of the decade. That is what you are right now. That's what we're going to call this episode. Derek Jackson, fuck boy of the decade. So from 2020 to 2030, brother, you got the title. You got the fucking title. Derek Jackson, come on down. This belt is for... No, you don't get the Winged Eagle belt. That's the... You can get this shit. You get the WCW belt. Even though the WCW belt's kind of hot, too. But Stone Cold Steve Austin had this belt. You don't get this belt. Give me a hell yeah. I'm sorry. I'm high. But you are the fuckboy of the decade. Because what... Here's the thing. What do I say is the definition of a fuckboy every time people ask me on this podcast? I always say that a fuckboy is a man who lies to women to get what he wants. You lied to women to get what you want. You made millions of dollars, my man. Books. Interviews. Ah, see, you know what a man needs to do is... What you need to be dating a man is you never uplifted black men. Let me give you an example, ladies, because somebody told me the other day that I was way too happy to see him fall. And that's not the case. I'm never happy to see any black man fall. And I especially don't like to see black women embarrassed in public. We'll get to that later. Yeah, get to that next. But what I don't see is I don't like to see that. Because here's the problem. Two reasons. Number one, now you know what women say when a motherfucker like you do some shit like that, that they trusted you? They say, damn, there's really no good men out here. They said, damn, if he did it, any of these motherfuckers can do it. That is a fact, ladies. That is a 1,000% fact. Everybody's capable of cheating. Number two, you shamed black men. Let's just call a spade a spade. You was dirty macking us. Fellas, all my fellas watching on live, you, my man, were dirty macking us. Putting us down. You weren't trying to find the answers. You weren't trying to heal black men. You weren't trying to get... That's why you're going to get all these fucking jokes. You're going to get all the memes, brother. You dirty macked us, my man. You was putting men down, trying to get pussy. It worked. Good shit, Derek. It worked. You dirty macked. You dirty macked your way, and now brothers don't got your back when you need us. That's who you need right now. You need your brothers. You can't have male friends to call. Can't. Making a video like that, going on live. You could have called your mans first. If I do some dumb shit, yo, Mo, what are we doing? Come on, man. Here's what I'm going to equate this to. So Quavo, he got caught cheating on Saweetie. I actually like Saweetie, by the way, too. Shout out to Saweetie. Hey, Saweetie. I like the way she spells her name, too. It's like Saweetie. It's not Saweetie. It's Saweetie. Like Saweetie. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm smacked. I told you. But Quavo got caught cheating. Men weren't taking up for him, but we were joking around and we was like, damn, like, King, you deserve better. We joke, but we would never talk shit about Quavo and his situation. We let women do that. That's not our fight. That's not our fight. And Quavo wasn't out here perpetuating lies about black, well, not lies, but perpetuating that you're better than what we were doing. See, here's the thing. We can forgive you, Derek, for lying and cheating. That's not the issue. Cheat, people cheat. Ladies, I'm not mad at Derek for cheating in retrospect. Meaning, like, men, that happens. I'm not saying I'm not mad at him, you know, I'm not condoning cheating. But I've seen more egregious things in life than cheating. So we're not mad at the act. What we're mad at is the lie that you motherfucker, you were good. You sold women a dream. And while you were selling that dream, you were getting your dick sucked by side women cheating on your wife. Brother, if you're going to do shit like that, you better have your game air fucking tight. Clearly, you don't listen to this podcast, because if you did, you would know how to cheat. Advice from a fuckboy. You would know how to cheat. I'm saying, I'm not telling you, I'm just saying we give out cheating hints on here. Because everybody's fucking human. I'm not saying we write a rule, but we're human. We fuck up. Then the motherfucker had the nerve to blame God. He said, I was angry with God. I was angry with the Lord. Motherfucker. You a cold motherfucker. You cold as shit to say, to talk about you blaming God. God like, nigga, I ain't got shit to do with your dick. That motherfucker blamed God. You know, I was angry with the Lord. I was mad with God. Nigga, you better get right with God right now. That's what you better do. Blaming him. You better be like, hey, bruh. My bad, what I said. You better get. Hey, God, my bad, man. I wasn't thinking. Ladies, let me tell you something. All right. I'm not here to tell you I told you so. Cause I did. I told you this. Here's what I'm trying to explain though. A lot of people talk shit about my podcast and say, oh, you're perpetuating this and blah, 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 blah. It's advice from a fuckboy. But at least I'm being overt. And at least I'm laughing at the problem, but I'm a part of finding the solution. And I'm not perfect. Me. I'm not. Y'all know everything I go through on this, for the most part. We not out here trying to perpetuate that we are some perfect individuals, dog. But you made yourself seem like you were better than us, man. You had yourself out here like I'm mighty, mighty man. And all the rest of us out here, we just be chilling. We don't love black women right. You need to get a man who do this. A man who's prepared, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you coaching, my nigga. The fuck are you coaching? Huh? Like, come on, man. You just spoiled it for so many other motherfuckers out here. Because women take celebrities cheating to heart, bro. Whether you want to think about it or not, man, you're a public figure. And I'm not telling you that you're wrong for what you... I mean, you know you're wrong for what you're doing. You know you're wrong for doing that black woman wrong. But you're wrong for manipulating millions, dog. You're wrong for manipulating millions. That's fucked up, man. Now look, man, fuck boys, fellas that listen to this podcast, we've used manipulation to get what we want from women. We have. I have. Tell y'all a story about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was trying, it was a girl I was talking to. You know, I needed to borrow some money, $150 to be exact. And you know, told her some bullshit, lied. Got what I wanted. And then at the time, you know, really ain't had the money to pay her back, but wasn't upfront and honest about it. But I was living a life like I was some, you know, some big time dude. And she's like, Clint, just be honest with me, dog. You could have said you needed the money.
I wouldn't have shamed you. Bro, that's all I'm saying, dog. You don't gotta manipulate women. Be authentic. Be yourself. You fucked up in your marriage? All right, dog. We can forgive that. We can forgive that. Anybody can. People fuck up, man. Jay-Z fucked up. I still listen to his music. Didn't he? Jay-Z fucked up. Kobe fucked up. Everybody, it happens. Bill Clinton. Yo, let's keep it a buck real quick. I'm not equating Derrick Jackson to Barack Obama, but in this sense, hear me out. Ladies, if you found out that Barack Obama cheated on Michelle, like right now, like you found out he was fucking some chick in Hawaii. You found that out. And to the CIA that listened to this, I don't know anything. I'm just, this is hypothetical. I don't know. Don't tap my line. If you found out Obama cheated though, would you hate him? You'd be disappointed. You'd be upset. You would be like, damn, but you wouldn't hate him. As long, especially if he came out and said he did what he did. He's sorry about it. He didn't embarrass his wife about it. But he messed up. He's a man. Just like women, you mess up too. You're a woman. It happens.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
We'll be disappointed, but we wouldn't hate Barack. Because I don't remember Barack Obama putting down black men. I don't remember Barack Obama saying, I love my wife, but y'all niggas, y'all don't love y'all. Anytime he's ever talked about Michelle, he's never dirty macked another man. He's always talked about what's worked in their relationship and what he does for her and how he uplifts her. He's not telling her telling other women what niggas ain't doing. He's talking about what the fuck he's doing with his wife. So brothers would have his back and be like, yo, man, it's cool, Barack. Play as fuck up. Play as fuck up. It happens. You still the GOAT. Still the GOAT. Think about it. Like, people's marital situations do not, like, yo, a motherfucker cheating on his wife. Like, Usher made a whole album about cheating. Hello? Yo, don't say that. Yo, don't, keep playing, man. Don't say that. Usher made a whole album about cheating. Nigga, first of all, I just want to put out Usher been making songs about cheating before that album. Like, you know the song, you make me want to leave the one I'm with to start a new relationship with you. This is what, nigga, that's cheating. You make me want to leave the one I'm with to start a new relationship. Anyway. Might have been one thing coming on. I'm sorry. And what's bad is you're the, all right, anyway. The point I'm making is we forgive cheating. We'll forgive the act. We don't forgive manipulation. You know what I'm saying? We don't. We forgive the act. People fuck up, man. I'm really upset that we're like, here's the thing. We're making such a big deal about this and why it's making headlines only because of what he promotes. you are promoting healthy relationships. Over here at Advice from a Fuckboy, we promote healthy situationships. Am I right or wrong? Yo, you know what? That is about to be on a t-shirt. Healthy situationships. That's what we promote. That's what I'm about. Everybody can have healthy relationships. It's the healthy situationships that really need to fix it. My man out here preaching healthy relationships. You ain't healthy, my man. You ain't fucking healthy. I mean, you got muscles and shit, but your shit ain't healthy. Nigga, we promote healthy situationships. Nah, but dead ass. My chain and fell off my neck. Promoting healthy situationships. All right, y'all, real quick. I'm going to stop the podcast just for 2 seconds. Look, I support black businesses. So here come my black business that I'm supporting. Check this out, man. Brick 22 Productions. They hosted their first Black Fest. I'm talking, it's a Juneteenth celebration. Now, my birthday is June 20th. I'm born the day after Juneteenth. We're going to have a Juneteenth celebration. And guess what? It's going to have music and comedy. It's going to be featuring some of your great, some of the real dope up and coming and real dope established performers. With that being said, man, the event even has the best special purpose. 80% of the revenue is going back into the African American community in the following ways. And they're really about this. It's going back. They're taking 80% of what they're doing and putting it back into the community like we're supposed to be doing. Community of development, scholarships, business grants, educational impact. Every ticket purchase, y'all, is getting donated back into the community. Come on now. You can't get mad at that. Check this out. This event is going to be announced on February 25th at 11:30 a.m. on AXS.com. That is a official ticket site, AXS.com. The ticket will go on sale at 12 p.m. Now, check this out. All right, you can do it. You can do tickets in one way or two ways. You can go online or you can call now. But here's the thing. Here's the number to call, 770-626-2464. All right, you can only do 2 or 4 tickets at a time, y'all. Got to understand we're having COVID issues, so they're trying to make them stay safe. So look, please get behind Brick 22 Productions Juneteenth celebration. This shit is going to be dope. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. And let's get back into the podcast. Yeah, man. Make sure y'all check out that event. It's dope. Anyway, Derek, now I want to talk about one more thing. Because this episode ain't going to be long. I don't need to say much. The proof is in the pudding. But Derek, you embarrassed your wife in front of millions of people. I'm not going to talk about the woman having a bonnet on. I'm not going to talk about the woman just not giving a fuck about what you know, I'm not talking about none of that. But there's no way that you cheat on your wife, and so you can save face, you have your wife sitting there holding your dusty ass fucking hand. After all the shit you preached about men, ladies, you need to get you a man who's willing to protect at all times, blah, 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 blah. My man, you are the hard opposite of this. You are the hard opposite of this. Again, cheating, you fucked up. But during damage control, now you're making your wife look worse. You're making your wife look worse. Then your wife is sitting there making posts about how insecure she is. Derek, first of all, let me go back about maybe your wife's feelings about this. See, fellas, when you fuck up, man, this is what I mean by you spoil it for other niggas. Because when you do fuckboy shit, it has a residual effect on other motherfuckers. Number one, Derek, you cheated on that woman in y'all bed. That's what the girl said. Keisha, I forget the blogger, but she said, and I quote, the chick, y'all had sex in your wife's bed, in y'all bed. that woman will never have peace of mind in her own home ever again. That woman will never have peace of mind in her own home ever again. Because every time she's sleeping in that goddamn bed, all she's thinking about is you with another woman with your legs up. Like, fellas, man, if you got to cheat, have some honor. Do it at the Red Roof Inn. Do it at the Ramada. As a matter of fact, if she's a high-quality joint, take it to the West End. Take it to the W. Take it to the, you know what I mean? If she's decent, take it to the Courtyard. Take it to the Residence. Take it to the Homewood Suites. But do not fuck another woman in your wife's bed or your lady's bed or any bed that you share with a grown-ass woman. Ladies, let me tell you something. My name is Clint Coley. I'm born June 20th, 1987. I'm born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm a Gemini. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If my wife ever, to my future wife, if you ever cheat on me in my bed, both of y'all, no, I'm not going to incriminate myself just in case something happens. My bad. But if you ever, bye-bye in the bed. Fellas, let me tell you something. Women are territorial. Women are territorial. Women don't even want another bitch in their kitchen making you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Women don't want another bitch in their kitchen making a tuna fish, peanut, making anything. Don't make my man crackers, bitch. I'll do it. Don't make my man crackers. He want a glass of water? Bitch, I'll get it. You come home and another girl in your kitchen? Bro, it's a problem. Let alone a bed. The only place another woman is allowed to be in your house with just you and your man is outside. Outside. That's it. Bottom line. You motherfuckers, man, y'all tripping. Y'all fucking the game up. Y'all messing up. Y'all know the code, man. Now, when you cheat, fellas, don't forget, women are insecure, just like we are, but they take it to another level. Hear me out. Fellas, when a woman cheats on us, or we find out another man, she likes another man, a lot of times we don't want to know who that nigga is. We don't want to know his page. We don't want to see him. We don't want to think about him. We don't want anything. Let me tell you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Let me tell you, she's seen all the chicks he cheated with. She went to her page. She went down a rabbit hole. She saw all, she knows everything about these women now. She knows how they act, how they talk, how they move, she know all that shit. And she's comparing herself to these women. She's comparing. It's fucked up. Bro, women ain't the same after you cheat. especially if they trusted your ass. They not the same, dog. Ever again. Like, it's... I'm not... Listen, man. People gonna do whatever the fuck they wanna do. All right? I can't stop cheating. I don't have a platform where I discourage you from doing anything like that. Because at the end of the day, we are all human. But we got to really start having some honor, man. We really do. And we also got to start understanding what the other effects that cheating has, man. Cheating really has a long-lasting effect on people. Fellas, you still mad at the chick that cheated on you when you were 13. You found out she was kissing another boy at the lockers. You still mad about that. You'll never forgive her. Your heart was broken. Cheating has very long-lasting effects. Insecurities about yourself. Because you keep thinking that cheating is just like, oh, I'm going to catch this motherfucker and fuck them and blah, 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 blah. But cheating really starts making you think, well, what is wrong with me? Cheating makes you feel like, what is wrong with me? What did I do? Why am I not good enough? Is it my looks? Is it my ass? What is it? It's sad, man. It's fucking sad. That's why cheating is a selfish act. And that's why people tell you to be upfront about what the fuck you want. Cheating is a selfish ass move. I've done it. I fucked up. I ain't immune. I was selfish. Because I wasn't thinking about her when I did that shit. When I was fucking around with other women and not saying nothing. I wasn't thinking about nobody but Clint. Come on, man. Derek, I think one last thing, reason why you owe black women an apology. You owe black women apology for this reason, and this is the last reason. Derek, you really betrayed a lot of people's trust and had the nerve to lie about it first, then come on live and decide you want to give your confessions in front of America, whoever's watching, and black women. It's awful. And I hope that, brother, I hope that I'm gonna make jokes. I'm gonna talk shit about you because you talk shit about us. I don't give a fuck. But what I do hope is you do find the healing that you need. And I do hope that you bounce back from this. And I do hope that you understand and learn that brother Dirty Mackin ain't it. Dirty Mackin is not the way to do this. Dirty Mackin is not how you get your point across. You get your point across by trying to help and uplift. Brother, if you've made a mistake, but you was keeping it a buck with men and giving men good advice and trying to uplift men, we wouldn't let you fall like this. We would understand, like I said it earlier. So hold yourself accountable. You need to do the work. Ladies, he's preaching to you about doing the work. He's preaching to you about going to therapy. He's preaching to you about being healed. And nigga, you told black, you talking about, fuck you doing? What work are you doing, brother? What work you doing? But that's not up to me. That ain't my call. Well, that's not my business. You do whatever work you feel like you need to do, but do it. And come back stronger. Come back better. Come back smarter. Come back with another game plan. But if you continue dirty macking niggas, we are going to remind you. We're going to hit you with the, I know that ain't who I think it is. Remember that meme? I wish you would make a video in the car about a nigga now. I'm going to be like, I know that ain't who I think it is. Dead ass. I know that ain't who I think it is. That is it. Oh, man. That was funny. Like the podcast or the situation is funny. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast again is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Use promo code FBOY. 50% off. Everybody who bought a ticket to my show in Raleigh, thank you. You bought a ticket to my show in Philly. We sold out Philly twice. We added a show and sold that motherfucker out. That was cool. That's cool. Thanks, Philly. DC, we had three. Had to add another one. Appreciate that shit too. Sold out three of the four. Thank y'all. All right. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Portland, April 14th. Indianapolis, 27th. St. Louis, the 28th. This podcast is over. You want to keep it real?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.